As we all aware, the 20 night is the 21st night of the month of Ramadan. These are very, very special nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say to connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are hoping that we get such connection to Allah that we don't forget Allah. Like a newlywed couple, he doesn't forget his newlywed bride. All day sending her messages. He's waiting to get home. The same way, such connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, The reality is that my new bride at home is my Layla Badaste Mola. Is my Layla, my beloved, whom my Allah Pak has given me. But the real one who I should love is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how I can get the connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that I don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to humans, when you forget the wife also, then she'll see also, hold in one message, you didn't think about me, what happened? Can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave us our wife, that has given us everything. The whole day goes, not one dhikr, at one time la ilaha illallah, oh astaghfirullah, oh one durood sharif. The whole day just went in dunya, you forgot Allah tabarak wa ta'ala completely. Didn't think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. They remember me, fadhkuruni bi'inayati. فَذْكُرُونِي بِإِطَاعَتِي. They remember me with my obedience. أَذْكُرُكُمْ بِعِنَايَتِي. I will remember you with my bounties. And if you don't remember me, then too we're still eating, we're still drinking, we're still enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the connection will come with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the meal will have, the enjoyment will be different. The enjoyment will be different with the meal we have. Then even the muhabbat and love with the wife will be different, with the children will be different. In the business we are doing also, the enjoyment in business will be when I can close up to get to the masjid. That the business that I have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given me. The coming back to tonight could be the night of qadr, the night of decree, the night of power as commonly we call it. Where Allah ta'ala speaks about it in the Qur'an Sharif. So in this kitab, Fazail A'mal, the Shaykh Rahimahullah has mentioned the virtues of the night. Very important for us to know the virtues of A'mal. Virtues of A'mal means we know the value behind it. The value of gold right now, everyone is speaking about it. And all want to cash up. Buy more gold, buy more silver, buy more coins. Nobody is saying do more A'mal. Let's do more paras tonight. More nafil namaz. But the gold rush is on right now. But more than gold also, more than silver also, is the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One night, how powerful, how much reward Allah will give is more than all the gold in the world. It's mentioned about a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great wali, saint of Allah. There was a person passing by his home, and he was a hermit, staying in one jompri. What do you call a jompri? One hut. Pious person stopped there for the night. This poor person, friend of Allah, poor in means but rich in heart, hosted him. When he saw his means, so the next day he left behind a bottle written the alchemy. If you use this and pour it on any stone, it will turn to gold. So he left it behind for this buzruk, that maybe now your dunya will get made at least. So after some time when he passed back there, he sees the same man in the same hut of his staying there. And he says that I left behind for you this. By now you should be a multi-millionaire. He says, no need for it. I have Allah. There's no value to me. It is a heart of mine. I found my Allah. Can be in a palatial home, but I lost Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I lost the plot. I lost everything. I have my Allah. I have my musalla. I have my Quran. I have my tasbih. And I'm very comfortable. Alhamdulillah. He was a rich man. Rich in heart. Al-ghina, ghina al-nafs. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam mentioned a real value and real wealth is the wealth of the heart. Person is absolutely contented. And amongst the du'as, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam recited also between Rukn al-Yamani and Hajar al-Aswad. What a place to make du'a. The whole round, third kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And any other du'a a person wants to make, he can make du'a. But specifically here between the two corners of Baytullah before reaching Hajar al-Aswad, commonly we know the dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. It's one dua. Second dua, رَبِّي قَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي وَخْلُفْ عَلَى غَائِبَةٍ لِي بِخَيْرٍ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالْفَقْرِ وَالذُّلِّ ومواقف الخزي في الدنيا والآخرة. Awful du'as to be made at Baytullah. I think my du'a is the best, nothing can be best than the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi qad ni'ani, O Allah Ta'ala, grant me qana'at, grant me contentment. Lima razaqtani, with that which you have given me as sustenance. Nabi of Allah is making this du'a. Ya Allah, give me the contentment. Whatever rose you have given me, wa khuluf ala kulli ghaibatin li bi khair. Whoever I have left behind, Ya Allah, grant them the best. My family, whoever I left behind back home, whoever is not here with me, Ya Allah, grant them the best also. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri. Wallah, I seek protection in you from kufr. Nabi of Allah is making dua. Where do I have guarantee or dang about iman? Allah Ta'ala be kind to us. Allah give us husnul khatima, a beautiful ending with iman, with Islam, with kalima on our tongue. But there's an effort behind it. Sahaba made effort of 23 years to die with iman. And then to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's iman would outweigh the entire ummah till qiyamah. He's leaving the world, he's making dua. Tawaffani muslima wal hiqni bis saliheen. What dua he's making? Tawaffani muslima. Oh Allah, give me more as a Muslim. Abu Bakr Siddiq is making this dua. And myself, I take it to be granted, I'm Muslim, I'm going to die as a Muslim. My children are fine, I'm sending them to a co-education, secular school. Holy, this, they're learning secularism, Darwin's theory. They're going to die upon iman. I'm also going to die upon iman. A young boy wrote to me recently before the midterm exam. And he said, Mufti Sahab, I have to write the exam and this question is going to come out about Darwin's theory. And I'm afraid of my iman. Alhamdulillah, that environment. And the question is going to come out. And I have to answer it. If I want to answer the question, and I want to write this in the textbook, it means now that I agree with this kufr ideology. And I'm writing it to pass. I'm writing it correctly, so to say, to pass the examination. I'm afraid of my iman. What do I do now? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala sacrificed our lives, our kabir. How they understood the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So I put the question out in the ulama group. And our kabir, our elders have answered all our questions. They've done all the work for us. We just have to go and sit in the majalis and learn. We only copy and paste from our elders. One of the ulama answered and said, the same question was asked to Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayh. And Mawlana gave the answer, that when you answer the question, then say there according to Darwin's theory, this is the answer. Don't say according to me. Put it back to him. According to him, this is what he believed, that his great-great-grandfather was a monkey, that's his monkey business. He's proud of his ancestors being monkeys, I'm proud of my ancestors being Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And he takes pride in it, good for him. So, accordingly, you answer it in that way. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we die upon iman, upon Islam. وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu making dua, Ya Allah, join me up with the pious ones on the day of Qiyamah. Give me a moat upon Islam. This is a dua of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah Yusuf. So he makes the same dua of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and also Surah Yusuf, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the same thing. لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. When he conquered Makkah al-Mukarramah, the kuffar were there, he mentioned to them, لَا تَثْرِيبَ. There's no rebuke, admonition upon you all today. May Allah forgive you all also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes his dua between Rukna Yamani and Al-Hajr al-Aswad. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri. Ya Allah, I seek refuge in you from kufr. Min al-kufri wal-faqri. From poverty. Poverty in iman. Poverty in a'mal. We only think of mal. You say, add to that mal, a'mal. Make that mal into a'mal also. I seek refuge in me. Why? Kufr. Yakadu al-faqru. What's the hadith? Yakadu al-faqru. Kunu kufra. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام that when it comes to يكاد الفقر that فقر and فاقة poverty leads a person to كفر. Nabi of Allah joined the tree. Allah save me from كفر. Save me from فقر and poverty. وَالذُّلِّ ذُلِّ humiliation. That when فقر comes, poverty comes and a person is humiliated, people look down on him. Allah save me from humiliation. And وَمَوَاقِفِ الْخِزِّي وَمَوَاقِفِ الْخِزِّي and instances of humiliation and embarrassment fi dunya wal akhirah, in dunya and akhirat. Coming back to Lailatul Qadr, my dear brothers, this is the night to make these du'as. Among the nights of Ramadan, there is one called Lailatul Qadr, a night of great blessings. The Quran Kareem describes it as being greater in blessings and rewards than 1,000 months, which means it is greater than 83 years and 4 months. This is one night Allah Ta'ala has given this ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make ibadat in one night. This one night of ibadat is not equal to 1,000 nights, equal to 1,000 months Allah has given. Whether we'll see 83 years of life, Allah is prepared to give the reward already. Out of the rahmat and karam and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah. That you might not reach that age, and if you reach it also, whether you'll have the strength, whether you'll have the mental strength, the physical strength, but now we have jawani, we are young, we can do how much we want, and to understand also that we have to push this body a little bit on these nights. And to make my mind understand also, Allah has given me these legs to stand for Him. Allah gave me this head to prostrate to Him. Allah gave me this back to make ruku to Him. Allah did not give me these limbs for sports and entertainment. Allah gave it for His ibadat. When I will use it for the ibadat of Allah, Allah becomes happy. Allah becomes pleased. When Allah becomes pleased, this is the greatest asset, the greatest bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Fortunate is that person who gets the full blessings of this night by spending it in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has earned the reward of ibadat for 83 years and 4 months, and even more, because Quran says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. خَيْرٌ means better. That this one night is better than 1,000 months, is better than 1,000 months. How much Allah will give more than that depends on our sincerity, depends on how much we can do within our capacity, and to push ourselves as much as we can, till the body is tired. Indeed, the granting of this night to the Muslims is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The origin, in a hadith reported by Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Lailatul Qadr was given to my ummah and not to any other ummah before this. This is a great ni'mat from Allah for this ummah only. Like Sawm also, when it comes to Sawm and fasting, here Allah ta'ala, the way the ayat was revealed, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. So Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, when you will hear this ayat, when Sahaba Ikram heard it also, so to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal this ayat, so to say, Allah ta'ala said that I am making sawm and fasting of 1 month farz upon you, wa atimmu as-siyama ila al-layl, complete your siyam, your fasting, from Subh Sadiq till the night. So it'll come to a person's mind, Ya Allah, 1 month to keep roza, morning to evening. So to say, Allah Pak said, Gabrao mat. Don't get gabrified. Don't get afraid. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. I made it farz upon you as it was farz upon the people before you. The ummah will get itminan. They get consolation of the heart. Oh, there were people before us also kept it. So I can also manage it. And if you do it, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, you will get taqwa. You will get taqwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was in the ummah before, they kept roza also. But this night they did not get. The night of Qadr, Allah did not give it to the ummah before, this specifically for this ummah, the special, special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what you do with the special gift, somebody brings a gift for you, you don't leave it by the front door. I'll see it later. You take it with both arms. Jazakallah khair, much appreciated. Thereafter you send a note again. You send a message again. What a wonderful gift. What a wonderful thought of you. That He bought me something. So these are special gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to make shukr to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. Many reasons for the granting of Laylatul Qadr have been mentioned. One reason, according to some ahadith, is given thus. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look at the longer lives of the earlier people and was saddened over the shorter lives of his own ummah. When he came to the ummahs of before, their characteristics and lives are much different than ours. They have very long lives and their hair wouldn't turn white also. Their stature is much taller than ours. Their lifespan also, they wouldn't get grey also. From the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, then the design of mankind changed. They became much smaller. Their lifespan became shorter. They began to become grey also. So everything started from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I had to reveal to him, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, what a long life, Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud, and all these nations, that what long lives they had. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to look at the longer lives of the earlier people and was saddened over the shorter lives of his own ummah. If his ummah had wished to compete with the people before them in doing of good deeds, because of the shorter lives, it would be impossible for them to either copy or to overtake them. And Bani Israel, we hear of such awliya and friends of Allah making ibadah for 500 years, 800 years. That they say even Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when it came to the children of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, a mother was still suckling a child at 250 years. He was still a baby. He was still a baby at that age, was still suckling. So their lifespan was much longer than ours. And they had to do much more ibadat. So this grieved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How will my ummah compete with them? In regards to rewards, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a figure in his heart. To cover up for this difference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his countless mercy gave them this night of great blessings. This means that if any fortunate person of this ummah spends during his lifetime 10 such nights only, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will earn the reward for ibadah of 830 years and even more. 830 years and even more. If he just gets 10 of Laylatul Qadr, then he will outshine the ummah before also. More than 800 years of reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once related to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum the story of a very pious man from the Bani Israel who used to spend 1,000 months in jihad. That how long their lives, 1,000 months in jihad. And Sahaba ikram, when he came to jihad, then the ears will pop up. Jihad. The rewards for it. Even their wives knew. When he comes to the reward of jihad, oh my husband, I'm prepared to send you. Not for 40 days of return ticket, when you're coming back, morning or evening, or 3 days, or 4 months, 1,000, it was, go and give your life. And the wife is making dua, Ya Allah, accept him. Accept him, meaning he mustn't come back. Where we'll meet at Hawza Kothar. They all demand my rights from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was the jazbah of Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, when he came to jihad. 1,000 months in jihad. On hearing this, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu envied that person because he could not get the same reward whereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. But this is something for us to learn, my dear brothers. Sahaba ikram, they began to envy the people of before. And they grieved their hearts that we can't do it. Unfortunately myself, if we miss a tashkil also, 3 days jamaat is going out, or 40 days jamaat is going out, and the brothers didn't come pick me up, I got a big smile, I got saved. Jamaat went, they forgot about me. So, alhamdulillah, inna lillah. Sahaba ikram into depression. How I got left behind? How did I get left behind? This grieved them. And they envied those that went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From there you understand myself how far we've gone from understanding our deen. Those that are going ahead in deen, we want to pull them back. And when we get left behind, we feel happy about it. We feel happy about it that now, and especially the tashkil time, then I want to slip out now. To give the name is difficult. But once I've given my name already, the reward I've got for going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I go out, Allah increases the reward. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once mentioned the names of 4 most pious people from the Bani Israel, who each spent 80 years in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincere ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not sinning at all. They were Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Hithqila alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam. They spent 80 years in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincere ibadat. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard this with amazement. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then appeared and recited Suratul Qadr. So, oh Sahaba, you can also get it. You can also get this reward, where the blessings of this night were revealed. And just to understand, my dear brothers, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Hithqila alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, All his Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of before, all their hearts desired were to go to Masjid al-Aqsa, al-Baytul Maqdis. That is the Qibla of the heart. And the Qibla of the Ibadat also. And right now we know what is happening. For how many days the Haram is closed completely? Make dua to Allah Tabarak. You should paint the heart. The Allah, our Haram is closed. No Taraweeh Salah is taking place. Only Muazzin is allowed. One Imam is allowed. So the heart should paint, should make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, our Haram is closed right now. How is it? And when it comes to Al-Aqsa, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ulama say we should use a complete term. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The Quran speaks about it also. Subhanallah, asra bi'abdi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-Aqsa. Specifically, Allah used the word al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-Aqsa. Mufassirin explain why the word masjid was used. But at that time of Mi'raj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, when he went for Mi'raj, al-haram, al-masjid al-haram wasn't a masjid as yet. It was full of idol worship. And so too, al-Aqsa was just the same. When Allah revealed his ayat, Allah attached al-masjid to indicate fihi al-ishara wal-bishara. Ulama say, just in this word, there was indication, there was glad tidings to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that soon after your mi'raj, al-haram al-makki will become al-masjid. The worship of Allah will take place with tawheed. Idol worship will be eradicated completely. And al-Aqsa will come back to become a masjid also. Sajda will take place there. Ya Allah Ta'ala, make it open once again for the Ummah, inshallah. This is a great favor and gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make lots of ibadah on this night is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate are those pious saints who did not miss the ibadah even one night of Laylatul Qadr from a young age. From a young age. The numerous benefits of this night are mentioned in many books of ahadith. The Quran al-Majid itself mentions this night in Surah Qadr, regarding which, as the Shaykh says, we will discuss coming ahead. The Surah of Laylatul Qadr also, Surah of Qadr, and the rewards for the night. But the main thing, my dear brothers, more than the bayan on these nights is the ibadat of the night. That we engage in some ibadah. This is what we do, sit together just in mudakara. This is first, want to make some ibadat. Shouldn't be we hear the bayan, we sit in the talk, and there's no action thereafter. The main thing is ibadat for the night. This is mudakara for us now to get some encouragement that I must do something tonight. So we will keep the progress not too long, inshallah. We'll conclude this program also, that we have amal to do tonight, not to waste our time. And remember, our honorable and beloved Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, barakatuh, may Allah Ta'ala grant him afiyat, sihat, and salamat. He taught us the value of these nights in the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, we weren't aware of it, although we studied kitabs. But the reality we saw in our qabr, they lived it, and they showed us what is the value of these nights, and how we should engage in the ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we should not think, my dear brothers, that because I don't have the level of taqwa, iman, spirituality, I want to do all these long, long ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shukur. Allah gives great reward for little a'mal. Allah sees the quality of the heart. How much I can do for Allah, I will do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to have our meals. Don't forget our sunnats. Read Bismillah before we eat, after we eat, sit down and eat with the right hand. All these are valuable. Sunnah is part of the ibadat of the night. We're getting reward for these amal. And then for the night, what amal to do? Quran tilawat. We can do plenty of Quran Sharif tilawat. We mentioned to our brothers also earlier on. If my Quran tilawat is weak, then we have many hufaz amongst us. Don't feel shy. Catch with Hafiz al-Quran. And we can make ourselves available also. Catch with Hafiz al-Quran. I'm really at this time, my Quran tilawat is weak, I can't read very fluently. Will you help me? I've only got 9 nights left, or 10 nights possibly. So if I can sit with you for 1 hour at least, you will read, I read with you one para. How long the para will take for the Hafiz of Quran? 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And if I read alone as a weak reader, it takes you 1 hour to read one para only. So if you can help me these few nights as a weak reader, you read the para, you go to your Quran, para that you are doing, and you can start another khatam with me. So parallel khatam. So give me 1 hour, 1 hour 15 minutes, or half an hour at a time. I read one para with you, you read, and I'll read with you. So in 25 minutes, half an hour, and finish one para. Then you can do your Quran tilawat, I can read my Yasin Sharif, make some dhikr, one tasbih, 100 times, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni, sunnah dua on this night. One tasbih, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu bika minal nar, the last nights of the month of Ramadan, every night, these nights are called itqum minan nar. May Allah Ta'ala frees millions and millions of souls in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah write our names also, our parents' names, our spouses, our children, our families, that we are freed from the fire of Jahannam. These are the nights to make decisions by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, we can get one half of the Quran, sit with me quietly one corner of the masjid, we don't disturb anybody. You read, I read with you. So, by end of this 10 days, I got a Quran khatam, subhanAllah. I finished my Quran Sharif. You also finish your Quran Sharif. We can imagine the great rewards, how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become. We're just going to push ourselves, my dear brothers. Right now, over these last few nights, even in Gaza right now, there's only a rubble. And every year, they would have Quran jalsas. There was a masjid also, where they used to get together almost 1,400 huffaz every year in Ramadan. And one sitting, one Quran khatam used to make. They say, even now in the month of Ramadan, they still got together on the rubble. They still got together on the rubble. 1,400 of them sat down, bombs falling around them, and still make the Quran khatam, one sitting. Some read 10, some read 20, some read the whole Quran khatam also. At Sehri time also, when there's no lights also, then to the whole family sitting around the fires, and still reading the Quran. This has become the ghiza. Allah forgive us, we have all the lights, we have all the water facilities, we have all the food, and then empty stomachs. We are the ones that will be taken to task. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to spend these nights some Quran tilawat, then a few rakats of namaz also, some dua, half an hour dua, dua of shukr to Allah, thanking Allah, tawbah istighfar, fulfill the command of Allah. And it's very simple. We mentioned a few things we mentioned after Asr also. Allama Rumi Rahimullah gives the example of our ibadat, where the king told the minister to jump in the water but don't get wet. Same time he jumped in the water. Fulfill the command of the king. When he came out, he said, but you got wet. He said, make maaf, I'm sorry. The king's heart just turned over and loved him. By Allah, Allah said, do the amal. Allah will do it in our broken way. And after the amal, what you'll do? Ya Allah, make maaf. I don't know how to do it. I'm just one weakling, ya Allah, ya ummat. I try to do a little bit of zikr, a little Quran, tilawat. Ya Allah, make maaf. Make maaf. Make maaf. The whole night we ask, ya Allah, make maaf. And then make maaf, Allah will give us more than we can expect also. So a little Quran, tilawat. Zikr 100 times, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu bika minan nar. This fourth is coming in hadith sharif. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni fa'afu anni. Fa'afu anni means, ya Allah, forgive me. Fa'afu anna, forgive us. And get the wordings correct also. If I don't know it, learn it from the Hufaz, ulama. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. The simple duas, we can learn them, inshallah, and repeat it during the night. And as ulama say, these are the nights, may Allah tell us to see us awake or doing some ibadat for the whole night. But I know myself, how much of ability I have, whether I can stay awake the entire night. But at least we can try, sit on the musalla, sit one corner, even if we fall asleep there also. As you mentioned before, imagine a young boy, 5 years, 10 years old, got tasbih in his hand, doesn't know really how to make zikr, he's trying, and he falls asleep with tasbih in his hand, and you see him. You say, oh, look at this boy. He tried to make some zikr, he stepped away. How happy we get. He's my son or my grandson. Even if he's 15 years old also, he stepped away on the musalla. To Allah, what are we? We're not some buzruks, awliya. We some weaklings. Allah, see, he stepped on the musalla. Tasbih in his hand, making zikr, he fell asleep. Wake up again, he tried again. What Allah will give on our weaknesses. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to make amal. We'll take a short break, inshallah. And by 11 o'clock, we'll start again, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah, subhanallah, bihamdulillah. Keeping in mind the sanctity of the masjid also, don't raise our voices. People, some want to take a rest, or some want to read some Quran. We can go behind the glass doors, and there, whatever needs to be done, we can do it there. Besides the Sunnah Etika. Sunnah Etika, brothers can go upstairs. And the remaining brothers, where they are going? Anything you arrange? Outside. Sin. Outside. The Sunnah Etika brothers, they can go upstairs. The remaining brothers, they'll be shown where to go outside, inshallah. Some refreshments will be there. And the niyat is also not to have a party. With all the sunnahs to get strength now for the night, inshallah. JazakAllah.